twist the bones and bend the back.
Summer's makeup is going to crack.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast. My name is Tom, and I am your host, along with my fellow accomplices, aka co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, the first one over here.
Hey, y'all, Nick or Trish.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And we're jumping into
The Dish.
Welcome to the show. But before we get started, I'd like to tell you all about the Spooktastic.
Yeah. She'll get it.
I'll screw it up. Spooktastic show we have for you today. Joining us. On today's episode.
We are 2 seconds in and you're already a hot mess. I cannot.
I have had like 4 cocktails.
I am not responsible for that.
He is responsible for 2 of those cocktails, and we got here at 4:30, so what happened before that, we are not responsible for.
Results may vary.
Anyway, sorry, Tommy,
you were saying. There is a disclosure on the bottom of this.
So let's try that second part again. So before we get started, I'd like to tell you about the Spooktastic.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm going to say it. So we're excited about the Spooktastic show we have for you. Tommy, tell us about it.
Joining us today... Joining us today on today's episode is creator and the cast of Hocus Pocus Live. We want to welcome back to the show Summer Orlando and first-time guests Mia Easley and Kiki Lucia to the studio. We're going to chat with them about their exciting production in the second part of the show, but I wanted to say welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, for that marvelous introduction.
There it is. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Summer Orlando. And now to the dish. So we have a lot to cover on the show. And obviously, we have our special guests in the studio with us. We have a lot to talk to them about their, like I said before, their wonderful production. But let's get into the dish. Get that done. So much going on. Breaking news. Kim Kardashian got robbed.
I heard. In Paris.
I was going to say, what country was it in?
Well, she was actually by herself. Kanye West was in a concert in New York. He abruptly stops the concert and says to the crowd that he's got to go. He's got a family emergency. But
where was this concert?
In New York.
So what, is he going to fly to Paris?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, he did. What we don't know, though.
He did fly to Paris.
What they have not confirmed, though, is if the children were with her. What we do know is she was held up at gunpoint by 5 individuals who were dressed up as cops, who took the doorman, the concierge, at gunpoint, handcuffed him, and made him bring them to her room and let them in. And so at this point, they took, I believe it was $10 million worth of jewelry. Who carries $10 million worth of jewelry? Not to a fucking hotel.
This one says nearly 11. Well,
to make it that much more absurd.
Probably, let's be honest here, though. Like, one necklace is probably worth like 3 or 4. Well,
what I wanted to know is, why Kim Kardashian? Who the hell would want to stick her up?
She's got money.
She does have money.
She didn't do anything for it, but she has it.
Maybe they were just...
She's famous for being famous.
Exactly.
It's true.
It is true. It's completely true.
I just thought it was disastrous that out of all the people in the world, like, you could have picked Angelina Jolie. You could have picked Tom.
No, she's going through enough shit right now.
Cruise. Well, I feel sorry for
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. He's going through some shit right now.
Did anybody see that photo of Brad Pitt before and after Angelina?
Is that the one that they took out of the, with the fighting club?
I don't know.
All his bruised face and everything.
Yeah. I was like,
that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, she's a woman. She sucks the life out of you. That's what she's supposed to do.
That's why I suck dick.
Exactly. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi.
Feel free to chime in anytime if you guys want to talk about what we're talking about. Don't be afraid to just chime in.
But and you
if
you, chim, want, you don't chime.
Yeah, you don't chime in.
You chime in.
There's a backstory to that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what happened the other day?
What?
Paul... Poor Paul. We miss you, Paul. He was at the bar and we were all chatting. And then he said, Chim. And he's like, no, chime. And I was like, you bitch.
Well, it's Chim from now on.
Exactly.
You're stuck with it. But anyway, there was a rant. I guess we should fill you into the backstory.
Oh, yeah. We're getting
Trump's
there.
Trump's ramp.
I already got this.
Ramp. Boy. Rant.
We're getting there.
Okay.
There was a rant by a drag queen on Facebook where she went off on someone, and instead of saying chime in, she wrote chim. So, of course, I took the word and ran with it. So now chiming is now chimming. And that is our story, and we're sticking to it.
That's right.
Copyright.
Was that the drag queen from Boots and Saddles in New York?
No. Trust me. She's more local than that.
Yeah. You know the drag queen. We're just not going to throw anybody under the bus yet.
She who must not be named.
Yes.
You?
Yes. So, then there's also Andy Towell. I love that guy. He posts a lot of really good stuff. Legendary professional skateboarder Brian Anderson came out as gay.
I know. I was so excited. Not that I like him. I don't think he's attractive, and I really don't like skateboarding, but it's kind of a cool thing.
But I think that, you know,
I finally penetrated that straight sport.
I know, right?
Exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, you're starting to see other
athletes. He finally doesn't have to say, "You down, boo?" He can just be out and proud.
Oh, that's good.
But there was also a boxer that came out this week, too.
Who's that?
His name is Orlando Cruz. Came out as openly gay. Clearly, because you came out not openly. What the fuck is that title?
He's also wearing rainbow undies.
I know. And he's filling it out.
And there have been many other athletes. You know, we've had football players that have come out.
Basketball players.
Even when you're looking, you know, soccer is really... I'd like to play with a couple of basketballs. Mm-hmm. There's a couple different divisions going on right now throughout Europe with soccer. And unfortunately for them, they don't seem to come out as they're an active professional. But there have been many soccer players that have come out after they have retired.
It's okay. The butts are still just as high.
They're the best looking athletes. It's not the only reason why I watch it.
No, I love soccer. There's
the
rugby players, and I don't know from where they're from.
But rugby is such a boring sport.
It may be boring, but have you seen them naked?
Oh my God.
No, I have not seen them naked.
They do naked rugby.
The entire team.
Wait, what?
You can watch naked rugby. It's a fucking thing.
Is it a porn?
No, it's just like...
It sounds like a porn.
No, it's not even a porn. You just watch them play rugby naked.
Yeah, it's like naked
but
wrestling.
Have you guys seen oil wrestling from Turkey?
No.
No one cares about you and your king.
Can I ask you something? Okay, Miss Kiki.
Yes, darling.
Are you Turkish?
I am.
I love it. Okay, so tell us something.
Oh, did I offend you earlier when I said I didn't want to go to Istanbul then?
That's why I was eyeing you.
It's okay. I'll tarot spam you.
Let me say this. I have been wanting to go to Istanbul my whole life. But like I said, the last time I got on a plane, I heard that. So I have nothing against Turkey. No, I love totally it as a country fine. And a sandwich.
Istanbul has had gay pride longer than San Francisco has.
That's true.
What? Why did you just tap my knee?
You just literally just...
Did I miss something?
No, I thought you were laughing,
so I was laughing
with you. I love
that Chris is slowly turning redder and redder as...
Oh, it happens.
That's just the alcohol.
I was going to say, it's also the vodka. Speaking of vodka...
Well, our signature Witch's Brew, we're calling it Witch's Brew in commemoration to Hocus Pocus Live.
Of course.
So what do we have?
Today we're going with a hard cider mule as our Witch's Brew. We got some delicious, tasty, we're going to go ahead and plug. Could we plug them?
We're
all the way out from Austin, Texas, Tito's Vodka. We seem to have gallons of that at a time in this house.
Yeah, pretty much. Literally.
So gallons. We start with... 19 ounces of Tito's vodka per serving.
So, which is why I couldn't get through the introduction.
Exactly. So you do a heavy pour of Tito's after you muddled fresh mint. And then to that, you add your ice and you top off with fresh apples and hard cider, spiked cider. And then top it with ginger beer.
We're topping a lot. A lot of topping. Let me tell you.
Even with all that topping.
We still learning, Trish.
I'm not sure.
All that alcohol is just, right. It got to my head. I couldn't even speak.
He's over here fanning himself. Literally, some advertisement.
Yeah. Before we keep going, I do want to point out that we received an email from a listener, and I have to follow.
Yes,
out.
Queen. Yes.
So I won't say
you
her
need
last
to start
name.
Giving him a double volume check.
I need to.
No, nobody cuts me off, bitch.
So what was it that she wanted you to say?
Yes, queen. Yes.
Okay, there you go. So
was it
Amy?
Came loudly.
Amy.
Oh. I'm just saying.
Oh no. The
she is an avid listener though.
Yeah, she. I love Candy though.
Love you, Candy.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
I love Candy too. Reese's
We've had her on the
favorite.
Show actually. Candy came loudly was actually one of the first female personalities that we had.
I know, this is just going downhill fast.
Females impersonators that we had on the show. Okay. And here it is. Let's read. So Amy all the way from New Hampshire, wrote us a nice little message and said, "Hi, Amy. Hello. I have been listening for a little bit and love the show. You guys are funny and highlight great ideas and causes. This is a little off topic, but good just the same. Another podcast that I listen to, Two Dope Queens. By the way, Amy, I listen to them too. I love them. Two Dope Queens are available on iTunes. And no, I didn't plug them, but, you know, I do listen to them. A comedy show from New York. They have been talking about hashtag YQY, which I just found out that it stands for hashtag Yes Queen Yes. And when I read it, all I can keep hearing is Nick saying it. So thank you for making the podcast, and I look forward to listening to your great show. Best, Amy from New Hampshire. So, Amy, thank you.
I hope Yas Queen never goes away.
I hope so.
I think it's here to stay.
Yeah, because it's so important. I mean, it expresses so much in just like one word.
Yas.
My boss is like, "Hey, Nick, can you do this?" And I'm like, "Yas."
If I were your boss, I'd murder you.
No, my boss started sending me gifts. Like, literally, he was just like, first of all, it started with him saying, "Bye, Felicia," to me.
Oh.
And then...
wait a minute. Isn't your boss gay?
No. I have two bosses, so...
one is confused. A flamer, though, right?
One is gay, and one is not gay. And one is dating somebody at the theater, and I guess I had been saying "Bye, Felicia" to his girlfriend far too much. So he started saying "Bye, Felicia," and now he speaks to me in gifts, and I actually understand them. He sends me a gift of a gay man at a copier. I'm like, "Oh, I got to print the contracts." You know, like, stuff like that.
That's awesome.
I want to know who this Felicia person is. She's always going somewhere. She's very popular.
We do have Zane of Travel.
Like her.
With another one of our listeners, we do have a birthday today, so I want to go ahead and give a shout-out to Rusty Quinn.
Yes, Rusty.
And Joey Goodwin.
And, yes.
Joey Goodwin, who was a big fan and avid supporter of the show. Joey, we love you. Thank you, and happy birthday. And Rusty, happy birthday to you, too.
Yes, guys.
So, yes, Queen.
Yes. Moving on. Yes, Queen, yes.
So, something I can't do that funny much. And awesome is California blocked travel to North Carolina over the anti-LGBT law.
Which is, it's interesting. Well, they're still taking action now, because we know that last week North Carolina's governor dropped the federal lawsuit against the federal government, because, you know, NBA pulls out, these singers pull out, they're losing a fuck ton of money,
but they still have the bill going.
So the House 2 bill is still in effect, but the federal lawsuit was dropped. So
you know England like issued a travel advisory
for
LGBT people to the United States over that law.
In the HB2 law?
Their citizens, yeah. They told their citizens that traveling to the United States was unsafe for their gay citizens, and they issued a travel warning to all the gay citizens.
That's amazing.
That is interesting.
Bravo, England.
Because, you know, right now, even when I was in Europe, and it's still in effect, it keeps getting spread out, we have as a U.S. citizen, we have a travel warning for the entire continent of Europe. But it's interesting that they're actually reaching out to people, the LGBT community, for, you know, avoiding places like that because of discrimination, could be violence. So that's really nice to hear, actually.
Well, I mean, with all these southern states going through some crazy shit, Alabama, for example,
which
Chief Justice Roy Moore got suspended now without pay for the remainder of his term over his gay marriage ordeal, because he actually ordered his clerks not to issue same-sex marriage licenses. And as a result, he now is suspended without pay.
Good.
Why is he just not fired?
Removed.
Like, just,
that's pretty much the same thing.
Well, you can't fire an elected position, but you can, you know, you have to go through the list, like the levels of removing them, like impeachment, if you will. Well, so that's something they have to go through. But they're doing the right step right now. Get him off there, because someone's over there doing paperwork.
It's a fucking step.
Bye.
A big step.
Mm-hmm.
To stop, you know,
but a lot of people don't realize, like, for example, with the HB2 law, when you write a law like that and it becomes law, to unmake it a law is
very
so
difficult,
cumbersome, because it requires just as much hoopla and, you know, people jumping through hoops like a freaking poodle on fire at a circus to get it done.
Unless it just goes to the Supreme Court and they're like, "That's unconstitutional."
And that takes a long time to get a hearing from the Supreme Court.
It's no different than the fucktards.
Girl, I'm a homo. I'll just walk right up to the Supreme Court and be like, "Done. Yes, queen. Yes.
There you go.
It's no different than these fucktards who went against President Obama and overturned his veto of a law that would have prevented families from 9/11 from suing Saudi Arabia.
Aren't they blaming him now, too?
Here's the thing. Tally it up. The problem with that is that they were fighting with him because they wanted these families to be able to sue Saudi Arabia, but they didn't realize. And he kept warning them, if you pass this law, you are going to open the doors for other countries to sue our servicemen and women abroad and in our homeland. And it's going to open up a whole shit show of just problems, because at the end of the day, a lot of people don't realize Saudi Arabia is one of our most valuable allies
in that region.
In that region.
Because of oil?
I don't know what it is.
Just stabilizing the Middle East.
Well, a lot of people don't realize when we went into Iraq the first time, Saudi Arabia allowed us to actually dock and put all our stuff there so that we can do that ground force, send those ground forces in. We literally, our command center was out of Saudi Arabia during the first Gulf War. With all this craziness going on, what a lot of people don't realize is the immediate harm that this bill that just got implemented into law would be both dramatic and longstanding. And if signed, it would greatly undermine the most important alliance that the U.S. has in that region. And it would really help in destabilizing the Middle East. So all of a sudden, they pass it because, of course, they overturn the president's veto. And all of a sudden, Mitch McConnell comes on and say, well, the president really didn't do a good job in explaining that to us. And I think we really need to look at this again. No, motherfucker.
You're an asshole.
He has been saying it on national television for the past, 2 weeks. Don't do this. I'm
even
going
longer
to be-
than that. This has been in talks for years for wanting to be able to sue Saudi Arabia.
So now, they're saying, well, I didn't think we thought this through. I was like, well, that's the whole reason why the president vetoed it in the first place.
Exactly.
You dickhead.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that was, to me, it's just...
It's just proving to you that Republicans really suck.
Well, it's also coming down to the fact that there's no bipartisanship right now.
It's scary.
In the houses. It's completely partisan. We're fighting with the Republicans have to stand on this side and the Democrats have to stand on that side.
It's real.
That's
bad.
Why I really commend John Kasich for coming to the White House and speaking and saying, look, there are many things President Obama, and he always says President Obama. He gives him the respectful title that he deserved. And he said, a lot of things we don't agree with, but we need to put aside Republican wants this, Democrat wants this. No, this is what we need to do for the nation as a whole. And that's why I have respect for Republican John Kasich of Ohio.
Bravo, John Kasich.
I always
like think Chris wants to suck your dick.
That's
I just like
disgusting. When he gets on a soapbox.
I'm trying to be professional.
I love it when Chris gets on a soapbox. He's always well informed and he's just going at it. And we're just like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get excited about things. I do get excited about things.
Someone posted a tweet. Someone posted a tweet on Facebook, and I don't know if this is real, but
we're moving the two drink maximum to this guy.
Wait, hold on.
Minimum.
Wait, posted a tweet on Facebook or tweeted something and somebody posted that tweet on
somebody
Facebook?
This is way too confusing right now. Somebody took that tweet and posted it on Facebook.
They tweeted the Insta of tweet and posted on Facebook. Tweeted post.
Follow me to America. Follow me, bitch. Hooked on phonics, bitch. I need to be hooked on something. So the first tweet reads, Donald J. Trump posted, Bush 41's mind is shot. This is what he's saying. That's why he's voting for crooked Hillary. And then the following tweet is George Bush Sr. Hey, Donald Trump, if you were any more mentally ill, Texas would execute you.
Oh.
I don't know if it's real or not, but it was up there and I saw it and I was like, holy shit.
I don't think that could be real.
I will pass it around.
I feel like that could be real.
It might be real.
I hope it's real. I'm going to, I'm going to go ahead and just put the stamp of approval. It is real. I'm making it real. That happened.
Well, because there are no living presidents that are
supporting
Donald Trump. No, they're all going to
Hillary
Clinton.
There's five living presidents right now, and they're all endorsing Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Or if they're not endorsing her, they're not endorsing Donald Trump.
Right, exactly. So that's how we should say it. They're not endorsing Donald Trump, even though George H.W. Bush did openly say that he will be voting for Hillary.
Oh.
Well, I will say this.
Can we get his vote first? Don't ruin this for us, okay? Fuck.
I will say this. Irregardless of what his issues were with the Gulf War and all the craziness that happened during the first Bush era, he still was a man of principle. And till this day, he is, because he's one of the last few dying, because they're all dying breeds of Republicans that actually wanted to work across the aisle. And any president after him, even his son, has not managed to be able to do that. And it's sad. It's sad to see, because they're a dying breed. Mm-hmm. Republicans, get the hint. Bring them back. Find people that are willing to work and compromise to get America moving and not just stuck because you want everything your way.
Well, we just got to hold on to November. Let Trump completely destroy the GOP and let them start back over. Because
Listen, there was once upon a time a two-party system. The Whig Party.
That worked. The Whig Party, that's you're way back, yeah.
Well, they collapsed out of the same reason that we're seeing with the Republican Party now. And out of those ashes rose the Republican Party. So if they're not careful, they may see another downfall and another rise of another political party that may be more prevalent than they are now. So I mean, they need to be careful, because let me tell you, they're letting this man run that party into the ground.
And Ted Cruz finally came out and did support him for that. I'm like, your career's ruined already. Like, yeah, just shut up. Just shut up. Exactly.
Guys, I zoned out. Are we talking about Paul Ryan?
Oh, yeah. That faggot?
No, who are we talking about?
Sorry.
Ted Cruz.
Okay.
He needs to come out, because I want him.
Paul Ryan?
I don't know. I hate the man, but he's so sexy. He's got those eyes.
Did anybody see New Girl this week? Does anybody watch New Girl?
Who's the new girl?
Zooey Deschanel.
She's the new girl on our show?
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
New Girl. It's a TV show. So one of the characters on New Girl was running around a Democratic office that was working for Hillary and was like, Paul Ryan! Like, just screaming Paul Ryan for president. Like, the whole time. And I was just like, I don't understand what's going on. And the fact that he's screaming this on the New Girl, I'm like, why?
Peak?
Did I peek?
Big time.
I'm sure I peek. Like, are you kidding me? You're way louder than I am this week.
I know. I feel like I'm Paul really loud.
He wants
stop yelling at me.
We're not a couple.
I do have a spare room if you guys
did
just
you tell that one?
No, I have not told this story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, hear it. So we were at Walgreens.
So tight.
Shut up. So we were at Walgreens, and prior to going to Walgreens, Monday, we went out to lunch, and we had a couple drinks at lunch. We had two margaritas at lunch, and then we had to go to Walgreens, and we were on our way here. And so we were like a little buzzed, and we walk into the Walgreens, he's ordering allergy medicine, and the guy was talking about something or other, and we were like,
he commented
bickering
on my Bayern Munich shirt.
Yeah, and we were bickering, and I was like, oh, fucking Canada, oh, now of course, you're whatever. And so anyway, so then he goes and he swipes his card, and he's going to pay for it. And then I'm like, oh, of course that would be your PIN. And the guy behind the counter was like, what is it, your birthday? I was like, we're not a couple!
Bravo.
Thank you.
That little beep, 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 beep. It's like when he's talking too much, I'm like, hurry up, bitch. I'm done.
No, you need the Jeopardy.
Bitch, I'm gonna fucking cut your mic.
You need the Jeopardy theme song.
Someone gets paid a lot of money if I sing that.
Just do what me and I do when Summer performs. We put out a hook and pull her off.
We need one.
Did she just...
Yes.
No, she better don't. She better don't.
You're in trouble now. So listen, Linda. It's okay, honey.
Do we need to have a calming circle?
No.
Everybody hug Trish.
No, don't touch me.
So anyway, going back to the dish, you and your little stories at Walgreens. Walgreens, you owe us royalties. Philippines president likened himself to Hitler.
But, go ahead, continue. Sorry. Yeah,
go ahead.
What do you guys say? I'm going to say they, do you have the quote?
Well, what I have here, it says, when comparing yourself to world leaders, historical figures usually, perhaps, choose less controversial people.
Yeah, that's very true.
This idiot, Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte.
Duterte. Mm.
I love how Germany... he takes a Filipino name and makes it Hispanic.
I was just going to say that.
No, it's very like Hispanic and Asian kind of...
They do have a lot of Hispanic
they
last
do.
Names, just
they
to
do.
Let you know.
We talked about, girl, this is not the first time you're on our show. We talked about you when you called out Obama. He gave Obama shit. This is not the first time Mr. Presidente, oh, that was racist, President of Philippines came on our show.
Sorry.
No, it's true, but it's not the first time that we've had.
And I believe what he said was, he was talking about eliminating the drug addicts of the Philippines. And I believe he said, and I don't want to really quote it, but if at least Germany had Hitler, the Philippines would have me. And that's what he said.
Well, basically, about what he's saying
removing,
is
like the drug addicts.
Well, no, what he's saying, what they're
the drug addiction, here is drug addiction, not addicts.
He
addiction.
Likened himself to the Nazi leader, saying that he wants to kill millions of drug addicts, just like Hitler killed Jews during the Holocaust. And I'm saying to myself, there's a reason why Hitler's no longer here, dude. Really, you are an elected official in a democratic country talking about mass genocide of people that have drug problems because. You want to get rid of them? Really?
They're going to get rid of
him. Yeah, they're going to get rid of him. I think somebody's going to pop. Sorry. That's not a threat. Just putting it out there.
We probably have listeners in Philippines. And if we do, we appreciate your support.
Really, if you have family members, because we do have listeners. We have a lot of listeners in the Philippines. And if you have family members that have drug issues, love them, help them, and fuck this guy. Really.
And when you go to the polls, remember to remove him.
Exactly. Definitely. You know, remember that
democracy.
You have to vote for people that, you know, promote human life. And that's all you can do. And we get funny and giddy and we talk about people and sometimes we make fun of people. But in reality, we love people. And that's why we do this show. So, yeah, we love some. But Trisha's over there like shaking her hands like, yeah, I don't know about that. But yeah. No, but seriously. And, you know, you have a choice and you have the power to elect your next president. Just make sure that you don't elect an asshole from like the hillbilly county of like the Philippines. I don't know,
the hillbilly county of the Philippines.
Yeah, well, it was more like hillbilly.
Yeah, I know.
Well, right. I'm trying to think like, all right, what town that nobody knows of in the Philippines, but I have like, all right, I don't live there, I don't know anything other than
Manila.
That's it.
You know what you haven't talked about yet?
Manila. Wait, isn't she one of the drag queens on
RuPaul's
Drag Queen?
Manila
Luzon. Yes.
Is she from the
Philippines?
Manila is the capital of the Philippines.
Yes
it is.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm.
Where the hell my geography go?
Good girl. I'm proud of you. You forgot.
Oh.
Ask him anything about Germany, like, though. He'll tell you.
Probably. Not definitely, but probably. Jawohl.
Are you trying to do a German accent? Because that was not a German accent.
Ich bin leider Deutsch.
Can you help us?
Nine.
I know. I didn't ask you a question.
The only word I know in German is nine.
Yeah. Jawohl.
Is it just like the nine?
I know
nine?
Like three.
Like the number Bitte. Nine?
No, it means no.
It means no.
Yeah, nine.
No.
Nine. Nine. Is neun.
Oh, thank you.
Which is surprising that we all know neun, because when do any of us ever say no?
Oh, I would only imagine. Mm-hmm.
Only when the guy hasn't eaten pineapple.
Neun.
Sorry.
Oh, neun. That's
what he said. Seriously, I've always advocated eat a lot of pineapple, guys. It's really good.
Mm-hmm. For everything.
It makes you taste better.
Yeah, it does. Seriously.
So moving us on.
Yes, please. Let's go, Trish, because I know you got some stuff in that book.
Wait, you want me to say something
now? Yep, check it over. We already talked about her.
No, I'm sorry. You're not going to play something so that I have to speed something up. You're not going to cut me off. Oh, no, she did. Go.
That's supposed to be your butthole, right?
Trish.
Sulu.
Sulu.
From Star Trek.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah, so in the new movie that's coming out, they made him a gay character. Star Trek finally has a gay character.
So, about time.
Good job, they finally Star Trek. They were talking about wanting to be more inclusive to, you know, all communities, because if you look at Star Trek and you look at all the different, I don't even know, it's not racist.
Well, fuck, they got Klingons, for God's sake.
Well, yeah, exactly. So it's not racist, but it's different planets and they're all working together, but there's no real like LGBT character, and they wanted somebody that was like a main character, so they picked Sulu, and he has a husband and a little baby girl.
Is she
George Takei?
Is she Oriental?
So
she is Oriental, but his husband's Oriental as well.
Okay,
so, but I will let you know this. Hold on,
not every adopted child should be Oriental. Just
how do you know it's adopted? This is
hold on, wait a minute.
Why couldn't it be
Asian
a black
people
baby?
Do not like to be called Oriental?
Yeah, Oriental or rugs. No. People are not Oriental.
Yes.
Okay.
I worked for Koreans and I called them Oriental one time and I got yelled at in Korean, but then they gave me kimchi and soju after. So we were cool. But
okay, so what would you want to call them?
Asian.
Okay, Asian people are not the only people that you can adopt people.
Very good.
You know, okay. It's like,
but here's the thing.
Black babies do exist, Spanish babies do exist, and they need adoption too.
Here's the thing.
Okay, tally it up.
Star Trek is taking place years and years in the future from here, so all we know, Sulu may have been pregnant. We don't know.
No, true. It's Sulu. That's Zulu
what I said.
Was
That's
a,
what I said. I said
tribe.
Sulu.
Oh.
sounded like you're talking about the Zulu accent. Tribe in Africa
this
fighting against
be
the British.
To hear this play,
you know what? You know what, bitches? I'm just gonna mute my mic. Can you take me off?
Yeah, I'll
I'm
shut
done
you off.
For the day.
I'll
Thank
shut you
off. Bye.
I turned
no,
it back on.
Don't go.
I
Trish.
Turned it back on.
So tell me more about this character. So they come up with this character. This is the first gay character they have, right?
Well, the character's been a part of the series forever. I mean, he's. I don't know exactly.
Did he come out or something? Was he like in the space closet?
There's no real like coming out or anything like that. But he gets off. You know, they all arrive back at home, and he comes off, and where your family would meet you, like if you were a military wife. His husband's there with his daughter. And
that's super amazing.
They have sweet. They have very, it's like a little small moment, but it was just like, hey, there's a gay character on Star Trek.
That's beautiful.
It's very subtle and very perfect.
And I think
awesome.
Cute
that's
too.
Awesome because George Takei was one of the first out actors in Hollywood that was yep. super open about mm-hmm. it. So that's, and he played the original Sulu. So that's awesome. I'm sorry, I'm a geek.
No, that's great.
I love that. We love that. You know,
we always want you to chime in.
Like I said, do not be afraid to chime in anytime if we're talking about something that you want to chime in on.
And that's John Cho, right? Who plays Sulu? John Cho, that's his name. I think he's cute. He can get it.
What? All right. I say someone can get it.
I think that's the first time we've ever heard you say something like, Ray, you're not listening.
No, Ray doesn't listen.
Ray listened to one episode and he's like, I'm done.
Because he should not have listened to that episode.
Because
I was
everybody...
drunk.
Wait,
well,
what?
The kink is in the fantasy
that
was
one.
Like a pivotal
episode.
Can we
episode. Not remind people to listen to that one?
Listeners, if you guys get a chance, listen to The Kink is in the Fantasy. It's episode 5.
Perfect.
It was one of our first episodes, and there's a lot of information. Just look for twins. That's all.
I'm looking it up on my phone right now.
I quit.
Yo!
Yeah, boy. So anyway, so listen, we need to jump into Angels and Assholes.
We do.
Okay, because, you know, we're approaching that time. Do we want to do Melissa today, or do we want to do the other song, Feel My Pulse? Which one would you like? I'll let you pick, Trish.
I want Melissa.
I want Melissa too, okay, yeah. Upbeat. There
yes,
we go.
We miss
She's
you.
She's my girl. She's giving me some love right now.
I know. I haven't heard her since last night. Sorry.
We love Melissa Etheridge.
All right, so do you want to start with yours, or should I start with mine?
I guess I'll do assholes first.
Yeah, do the assholes first.
All right. My sexy voice.
So.
The following senators from the state of Mississippi. And let me just say that when Tommy sent me the segment today, it said that Cochran. It's actually Thad Cochran, Republican. And Roger Wicker, Republican, voted no to common sense gun reform. For their inaction, we label them assholes.
And now it's my turn. Clear that while that come out my throat. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to dedicate this episode to Simon Adrian Carrillo Fernandez, 32 years old. The Orlando Sentinel reported Simon Carrillo never forgot a birthday. This is his co-workers talking. From his McDonald's co-workers, he brought them cakes. He made sure that he snapped photos to memorialize the moment. Carrillo's attention to detail was a trademark of his leadership style, and that's something that his colleagues deeply admired. Let me just lower this just a little bit. Sorry, Melissa. Simon and his partner Oscar Aracena Montero had just returned from vacationing in Niagara Falls. Both lost their lives, and we would like to dedicate this episode to him. And his lover, ladies and gentlemen, that is our angel episode. Our episode angel. Jesus, I need to not drink anymore. Anyway, may he rest in peace. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with Melissa Etheridge. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. Beats with my blood. Love will always win. Underneath the skin, everybody's got a pulse. Who you gonna hate now, when there's no one left but you? Who are you gonna gun down, if you can't kill the truth? That it's inside of us, it's inside our blood, it's inside of us. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win. Underneath the skin, everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse.
I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. I am human, I am love, and my heart beats in my blood. Love will always win underneath the skin. Everybody's got a pulse. Everybody's got a pulse.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Pulse by Melissa Etheridge. Welcome back. We are just got done with our break, and, you know, we're doing all our good stuff. And
No. Oh, we're going to do this way, my way. The Sanderson sisters are back!
Yas queen?
What the fuck Yas? Just happened?
Whoa.
I think I'm deaf.
I'm sorry.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As we said before, we have our very special guest. The Sanderson sisters are here, ladies and gentlemen. We have Summer Orlando, we have Kiki Lucia, and
amok,
Mia Easyley. Welcome, ladies, to the show.
Sup.
I fucking love it. So tell
just
us,
munching on a chip, just like, yep.
I love it.
Wait.
She's a method actress.
Yes, queen. Yes. That's for me.
Oh, I love the applause.
So, all right.
First
so
time
we
she's
have.
Never heard any.
Oh, these.
Except when she leaves the room.
Eat your chips, bitch.
We're like the real Sanderson sisters. We secretly hate her.
This is gonna
this
be
just
great.
Got bitchy as fuck.
It's not bitchy. It's called reading.
Oh,
we're just telling the truth. Summer just thinks we're joking.
Can somebody summon the book, please? I need to read about this shit.
Summer can't
book.
Read.
Now I want to hear yours.
Book, come to mommy.
No, thank you.
Oh my God. So, you guys are doing Hocus Pocus Live, and you're doing this out of Shea Yes in Hartford.
Yes, we are.
And tell us what your production of Hocus Pocus Live is like.
Well, we are back for our second year due to popular demand of our last year's production.
Three people came.
No. It was actually a fantastic production. We sold out every night, and it's a 30-minute drag stage production with some of the most talented drag queen performers from Connecticut and the Massachusetts
and
area.
That's me and Mila.
I can't wait to see the show because it's going to be crazy.
It's everything you expect and more. We perform the cult classic Disney film live in front of your eyes, the entire movie on stage in just 30 minutes.
While we lip sync, that's what we mean by live. We're not actually saying anything.
Right. We lip sync the performance. So you hear Bette Midler and Kathy Najimy and Sarah Jessica Parker and their classic lines and rants and songs and everything that you see in the movie.
Is there a vacuum?
There will be a vacuum.
Yes!
Somewhere there will be a vacuum.
There will be a vacuum.
One of my favorite scenes from the movie, I do have to say, this is when they're about to take off, one of them picks a broom, the other one picks a mop.
That's
and
me.
This bitch grabs a fucking vacuum.
She grabs the Hoover.
Kathy
right.
and Jimmy. Mm-hmm.
And Mary grabs the
and
Hoover.
And she shoves it up underneath there. It's like, oh!
Well, they do say that Mia sucks like a Hoover.
It's not even plugged in, but it lights up and turns turns on. Exactly. It kills me. I love
and
it.
She has that lip like she kind of had a stroke. She's like, Grandma!
RuPaul!
So can I ask?
No.
So what are the similarities in characters from the actual characters on Hocus Pocus Live or Hocus Pocus and your characters? Are there any similarities in how maybe personally to the
Summer's
characters?
Summer's just as ugly.
Did you just call Bette Midler ugly?
No, in that movie, a little bit.
Well, those teeth.
And the teeth are there.
And
darling.
No eyebrows.
The teeth are there. Yes. But you know what? Other people rock the no eyebrows look. Me, easy lay.
Don't come for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, can I ask you? Where are your eyebrows?
You know, I have a problem sometimes RuPaul. With people without eyebrows.
Fuck
oh
you.
My God, Liz is suddenly on the show.
Shut
the fuck up.
No, well, there was like a big thing where RuPaul said, if you're doing drag constantly, then just shave your fucking eyebrows off. And like, honestly, I do drag anywhere from like 2+ times every week. I don't, between like modeling, doing shows, doing this, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm in drag constantly. Like, this is like how I literally pay my bills. So like, I was like, well, fuck it. Eyebrows are going. So when I'm running late or something goes awry and it goes, crap, you have 20 minutes to paint. Then I walk into the club and people are like, wow, your makeup looks great. And like, you know, no one knows it only took me 20 minutes today and I had to rush. But like, if I had eyebrows, I'd have to sit there and cover them. And I'm going to show up with like a smoky eye and like a fucked up lip.
The best thing though is that when Mia walks out sense. With only one eyebrow on because she forgets to draw the other one on.
I've never done that. So shut up.
So how long does it take you to smack your face? And by smack, I mean like, you know, put your makeup on.
Oh, would you hate me if I said 35 minutes?
It looks like it.
I meant that,
you know, with a lot of love.
Ironically, no, she Summer did takes it. 3 hours to look the same.
No.
That
was a read, but it was a friendly read. But I will tell you that she's wearing her shirt right now, and her makeup in that shirt is fierce.
Thank you.
And a lot of her makeup is actually fierce. Oh, well.
No, this took like an hour.
Okay. Well, no, it looks fierce. Really. I love it.
Tucking takes a while.
Yeah,
why? I can't. You don't got that much.
Well, I have to find it.
I have to throw this out there. So Mia said to me, "So is it appropriate if I show you my underwear? Because I'm making underwear right now, right?"
Because she keeps bringing it out.
She's a seamstress and she's making underwear. So she pulls her pants down, and the first thing I notice is this massive bulge that
I stuff.
Damn it!
I like a turkey.
I'm done. So I'm like, it was. I was like, oh damn, Mia.
I'm not a bottom because I want to be. It's I have no other option.
Okay.
Welcome to my life. Anyway,
pretty much.
If you can't make fun of yourself, how can you make fun of anyone else?
Like Summer.
That's easy.
So back to Hocus Pocus Live.
Yeah.
So it's a 30-minute production. Yes. And what
I'm laughing so
okay. Why are you laughing, Trish?
A lot of men have that effect when they see it, so it's fine.
I don't know.
Did you look at Summer too quickly?
I give people so much joy.
Anyway.
When you leave the room.
Anyway, so Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus Live is a 30-minute production. And you guys did it last year.
We did.
And same characters?
Mm-hmm. Same characters.
Okay. Yes.
Although me and I keep threatening to come out one night as Winnie, all three of us.
I really...
Somebody has to change.
I literally, because I sew, so I'm like, okay, you know, I could pop out a fucking, like, I mean, not the best, but I could pop out, like, some Winnie quick, cheapy little Winifred costumes and just have her walk up on stage. Me and Kiki go and change at the back, walk out as Winifred also, and just like, well, one of us has to change. Full serious.
Now, I do have to say, though, about the costumes. The costumes for our show are, like, not your typical drag show. We spent lots of money on our costumes to make sure they're replicas.
It's very expensive for Summer to look that cheap.
It's...
They are coming at you today.
I love these girls.
Monday night coming at Summer. Damn.
It's Monday Night Live out of my studio. Jesus.
It's the Versus Summer Show.
Lord have mercy, like WrestleMania up in here.
But you will see some amazing things. So we have, like I said, replica props, costumes, some amazing special effects, including some cool pyrotechnics, which in a bar...
You didn't tell me about pyrotechnics.
We did pyrotechnics last year.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember you caught on fire for a moment?
Oh, there go her eyebrows.
That's why they're not there anymore.
That's only when she needs a touch-up. Just zap her.
All right, beautiful. So you're a seamstress.
Yes.
All right. Mia Isola is a seamstress. So tell me, how much of your work will we see in these costumes, if any?
I made my Mary costume.
Okay.
Did I make anything else? No.
Are you making the tearaway pants that Austin
is
wearing?
Yep, I have to make tearaway pants.
Yeah, Austin, he's super cute, adorable little Twinkie boy. Mm-hmm. He's playing like 5 years old.
So I know you have other characters that are playing too. I think like 3 or 4 people.
Yeah, and I do want to give him a shout out. So we have Don Houston playing Billy Butcherson, Austin Heff playing the virgin Max Dennison, and Liz Graham playing the adorable little sister, Danny Dennison.
Danny, okay. That was the name we were talking about earlier when she's like...
And who plays
Max
the
really likes your yabos. Sorry.
Yabos.
Summer's armpit hair.
The cat is not in our production because we had to make certain...
No Zachary Binks!
No Zachary Binks!
No. Me and I demanded a live cat for this production, but it didn't work out for us.
Well, I mean, the budget, can they borrow Fitz?
I will cut you.
For all of our listeners.
If you're listening.
Fitz is Tommy's dog.
Yeah, he's my
one of them.
He's probably perking his ears up right now because he knows we're talking about him.
No, he's asleep.
Seriously, I mean, you had a dog for the production that you did in City Hall for The Wizard of Oz.
I did.
And so why not get a
cat? I'm not against real live cats, but... Cats might get harmed in the making of this production.
Or Summer might get harmed in the making of this production. Exactly. But we don't need a cat for that to happen.
Like, cats fly in the production.
Summer's
in the movie,
really afraid of pussy.
Well, aren't we all?
They throw cats. They're not very nice to the cat. And the cat dies in the movie. Like, we don't want to see that on stage. Well,
but he comes back.
I'm not a big cat person. I'd be okay with it.
So with our production, we have a brand new ending to the film.
Joanne Sirigunakis from The Idiots Radio. Did you just hear that? He wants to kill all your cats.
Oh. I didn't say your cats, girl. I'm just not coming to your house.
I just want to hear about this new ending.
Oh, yes. So we came up with a very
happy ending.
Fun, happy ending that will answer a lot of questions about what happens to some of the characters who don't really get big storylines in the
they
in
fuck
the show.
And they live happily ever after.
Something like that.
Hopefully.
You'll just have to come and see.
I will love to.
Yes.
Someone gets chlamydia.
Is Veronica's part still being played by a hand puppet this time?
Well, that was supposed to be a surprise, but...
I ruined
good
everything.
Good job.
You ruined everything.
It's because I'm blonde. I'm
somebody's
sorry.
Getting a hand
yes,
up their
unfortunately,
ass.
Unfortunately, one of our actresses, she went off actresses to go and live in quotes. Canada and pursue bigger things.
Maybe good for her.
Maybe she should.
Yes. She crossed that opening between the countries you were talking about
yes.
in the last show.
The gap.
She listens.
I know what's going on. I may be blonde, but I know what's going on.
It was like 20 feet, 20 yards?
Yeah.
I forget the name of it.
Her character, honey.
So, Veronica. A man who played Allison is no longer with us, so she is being replaced with somebody a lot more talented, a hand puppet.
It's funny because they both have taken a fist in the get it.
This one over here.
We love you, Veronica.
So listen, ladies and gentlemen, listeners at Gay Talk, we are having too much fun around this table today.
This is a hot fucking mess.
I know. I just want to give prayers to Veronica, who's passed away and moved on to a better place called
she passed
Canada.
Passed away?
To Canada.
Oh. Veronica did actually end her drag career when she left the United States.
Yeah.
Because in Canada, they don't like drag queens.
That's right.
Have you been to Montreal?
That's
and my
true.
Thing is...
I have, but I only went to the circus performers.
Well, I want to know about the etiquette in Montreal, because here you want us to throw dollar bills at you. There, when you
No, honey, I only take fives and 20s.
Okay, fives and 20s, then we'll work with that. Okay, so we have your, you know, that's your rules.
That's my gig.
But when other people want, like, Miss Robin Banks, we love you, Miss Robin Banks. You saw you at Escapades, we'll get into that. We want to throw dollar bills at them. There, you're knocking them in the face with fucking brass coins. Oh, so I want to know
Summer
how
takes quarters.
Okay.
I take everything.
What do we got here?
If it jingles, she takes it.
I got a quarter, but I keep my quarters, so I'll give you 25 cents and 2 dimes and a nickel. There you go.
Perfect.
Okay. These two are whispering into each other's ears about something, and one is laughing, and I'm like, say it in the mic, say it in the mic. He's like, no, I can't.
No, it would be very, very inappropriate of us.
Okay. So, Summer's over there getting ready to, like, ring you two through something.
It's okay. I'll bring their necks later.
But
a chubby little
talking about chance. Throwing $20 bills at someone after that performance that we saw not too long ago at Escapades, I would certainly agree. That was great.
It was fantastic. Phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal.
So aside from doing Hocus Pocus Live, I know that we're trying not to promote other shows, but at least not yet. Later. We the host of the show, except for Trisha Yearwood over there.
Sorry.
She's coming this weekend.
She had to work.
I had an emergency. I had to deal with it.
And she did. She dealt with it. We went to see Escapade, which is a show that we had from our friend Luis Antonio, who was the creator of the show. What a show. And so Miss Kiki Lucia, who's here with us today, was a part of that show. And she
Demon
was
eyes.
Great.
Demon and, eyes.
Oh, I mean, demon
I'm
eyes.
I'm coming for you, Chris.
You should see her brown eye.
You're in trouble now. Anyway, so it was a fantastic show, but what blue dress? Sorry.
Oh my God. I knew
there was this one that just kept tripping all over the place. And I'm like, oh my God, somebody get her off the stage. It's not cute. But the rest of the performance was just.
Tommy said, I'm sorry, Tiana.
Tommy said. That's great. No, Tommy said this earlier when we were brainstorming. He's like, you know, we can't really talk about her because I don't want to push anyone in front of the bus.
I don't want to throw anybody into the bus.
And I'm like,
but,
girl, she didn't need to throw in front of the bus. She was tripping over her own heels to get down there.
I'm sorry, but it was just amazing show. Guys, listen, they're going to be on until the end of next weekend. I believe Sunday's their last show.
Yes.
You guys need to go see the show. Yeah, it's great. And, I mean, it's really, really a great show. Go to Lyric Hall New Haven.
And you know what you should do is you should come on Saturday because then you can go from Escapade to Robin Banks where the three of us will be performing Hocus Pocus.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that because you guys have a show this Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, Chris.
With the Escapades, I want to touch on, you know, how they, the show really, the thing that did it for me was it really hit the extremes when the show first began and the lights went down and the music started and they came out in their creepy costumes. Like
I was juggling.
And you were juggling, yes, of course. I was actually freaked out. Like in the beginning of the show, I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? And at the end, I'm like, oh, these are a bunch of fucking happy queens. Like it was like we hit the exact polar opposites. That's what you guys did. And I commend you for that. You had my attention drawn the entire time. And I highly recommend that you guys go and see Escapades, an unusual experience.
Thank you. It is an unusual experience.
Definitely.
Perfectly said, yes. So
it was a great show.
So I guess I have to do that on Saturday then. So I've got to go to Escapades followed to Hocus Pocus.
That's indeed. Right.
Well, yes. We'll go to Hocus Pocus together.
You're not going to come to Escapades with me?
I have to work.
So anyway.
We're doing a show right now. We can maybe make our plans later.
Yeah, fine. You guys can fuck later. I tell you. I have a spare room. Get it over with.
There's also a dog cage over here.
That's right for Trish.
I got an extra one in the closet.
Okay, first of all, I'm not that kinky.
Speak for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So move on.
Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Not only are we doing a show at the Shea Yes Club later on this month, because you guys are doing... Okay, so let's see. I got some dates. It is October 28th, October 29th. Show's at 11 p.m. There's a $10 admission. And then on Sunday, October 30th at 8 p.m., there's another show, right? And that one's a $15 cover, but it includes a buffet-style dinner at 6.
Yeah, it's like Brian from the Shea making dinner for you.
Yep, it's dinner and a show.
Fantastic.
All for $15. So you get the show. For the Hocus Pocus show, you get the 30-minute production, and then you get a drag show following the production.
With the premier drag queens, Me, Easy Lay, and Summer Orlando, and Patrick Dunn.
Kiki Lucia.
Such a real name. It's because I'm not in drag right now. I forget who I am. I get confused.
Ladies and gentlemen, the
all the way from Istanbul, it's Patrick Dunn.
Do you want my Turkish name? Because I'll tell you.
I would love it.
Please,
Khan.
Oh, and so about the show. So you can make reservations because we are taking reservations. You can call 860-525-3243 and you can make as many reservations as you like for whatever night. And then you pay at the door when you get there.
And when you look at Summer, no refunds.
Mia, brutal. I fucking love you.
Thank you.
She's being fierce right now. Summer,
yes.
Throw her under a bus when you get a chance.
She'll try, but it won't work out.
Don't worry.
So you have the 30-minute production at Shea Yes.
Yep.
Again, at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. We'll put the dates. Actually, we have a flyer with the dates on our website.
Yes.
Which is www.gaytalk20.com. Yes, queen. Yes. For Amy. And then you're also doing...
fucking Amy. We love you, New Hampshire.
Yeah. So we're doing a... Is this a micro production of what you're doing on Saturday?
So Saturday, October 8th, is the Robin Banks show. And it is the Sanderson sister takeover, where the Sanderson sisters will be taking over the Robin Banks show. It's a Halloween-themed show.
At 168 York Street Cafe in New Haven. I work there.
That's right.
Yes, queen.
That's right.
Yes.
Tip your bartenders.
And so, your drag queens.
And your drag queens.
Yes. And your bartender please, the day after because I worked there on Sunday.
Perfect. And look out for Robin Banks' money purse.
Exactly.
She will take all of your money.
Yeah, she will.
So the Sanderson sisters have basically kidnapped Robin Banks and are taking over her show. And we will be doing a preview, little mix of our Hocus Pocus show there. So you can...
What time does it start?
It starts at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Or as soon as I get there from Escapade.
Oh, perfect. So I know
the show ends at
11:15
at Escapade. Great. Just saying.
It is drag queen time. Just saying.
Yeah, drag queen time.
Yes.
So
there will be.
Listen, yeah. If the show doesn't start on time, you can always just have more cocktails.
Exactly.
At the bar.
And then you'll tip us more.
Yes.
And that's summer looks more like a woman.
Yeah, the more you drink, the prettier I look.
Shit, that's brutal to you.
The closer you find yourself to death is the better Summer looks. You're like, oh, the end's near. She's gorgeous.
I gotta love this group. This is crazy. So, all right. So, we have a micro show, mm-hmm. a micro version of the show this Saturday at 168 York Street Cafe right after.
I work there.
Escapade, which yes. you'll be a part
come
of
little
as well.
Children and come play
you're
with
a busy
us.
Bee.
Right. I am.
Well, I do have to say legally 21 plus to what you just said.
Yes.
Yeah, 20. Little, I'm old. 21-year-olds are children to me. Well. Thank you.
Legally, I had to say it.
So 21 plus is also for the Hocus Pocus Live because it is at a bar setting and they do ID.
However, you can come see us at CCSU, which is not 21 plus.
You can. October 20th, the Sanderson sisters are taking over a Central Connecticut State University.
That's excellent.
Halloween drag
guys.
Ball.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes, we are.
Essentially, all of Connecticut now belongs in Salem.
It's
there
true.
It is.
It's true. We're coming by storm, and we're taking over the entire Halloween season, so you better watch out. You never know where we're going to be.
You ladies are busy running around doing this production in different places.
We
That's
try.
Great.
It's difficult, though, because to find enough children to keep us youthful, to keep doing these performances.
It takes a lot to make some
It's
home.
A lot. It's a lot.
Now I understand it's why Chris looks the way he does.
We've been sucking the life out of him this whole time. That's why Mia's been so quiet.
There's a lot more.
She thought he was black.
Out of him, but yeah, sure.
Fuck off,
Mia. I got some good neighbors for you.
Thank you.
Yes,
a lot of good neighbors, especially the one upstairs. It's like 6'5".
I have to leave.
No, so seriously, so okay, so we got Hocus Pocus Live. Outside of that, are we doing anything else? Are you coming up with anything?
Well, Summer can only handle one show at a time.
Okay, well that's understandable. Okay. Touche.
You get to see
there are other things
guys,
in the works.
But I'm not talking anymore this episode. I'm done. So have fun. Bye.
You get to see at Robin Banks on Saturday. Not only do you get to see us dressed up as the Sanderson sisters, but the one thing I really, really love about Robin Banks show is we do like four numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you get to see Kiki come out in three other outfits. You get to see Summer come out in three other mediocre outfits. And you get to see me like come out and do like three other numbers. And like I'm so excited because it's not just you get to see us more than just seeing us as the Sanderson sisters, like, right. You know, and that's what I absolutely love about Robin Banks show is you get to see how funny we can be, how much I can't dance and how much Summer can't sing.
Okay. Well, so being that you've already mentioned that, let's lead into, so you guys obviously work on your own individual projects mm-hmm. on your own. Mm-hmm. Tell us something that you do, for example, Kiki Lucia.
Oh God.
Tell us something about you.
She secretly eats.
How can our listeners reach out to you?
You can't tell people that. I have an eating disorder.
Are you on Facebook? Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram. I don't know how to twat, but I'm very good at gramming.
You sound like me.
Okay. I like to do a lot of different things. I like to keep my drug and everything else I do really fresh. I'm still working on my drug trapeze act. I haven't been able to figure that one out yet because tucking is really hard while doing also trapeze, but someday I will get there.
Duct tape. A lot of
I
duct
might
tape.
Have to do duct tape. So I might
just
have to
do what, you know.
Oh Jesus
Christ. I know. Doesn't that sound super painful?
Wear yeah. pantyhose.
Can I ask honestly though, when you tuck and you put the tape on it, does it
itch?
Chafe?
Yeah. I mean your poor fucking dick skin.
I mean, not everybody duct tapes. There's many different forms of tucking.
I was gonna ask some of how us, we do this.
Some of us use pantyhose, some of us have dicks so small that it doesn't have to matter. No, but there's many different ways to do it. Some
okay,
of them
I gotta ask for a question.
No, I'm interested about the balls.
They go to the summer cabin. It's up,
so
up here.
So you do push him back up. Because
oh, my God.
You pop him up.
Yeah, but are you ever like...
No, I do that no, all the time. No,
there's this place you know where your balls fell out in the first place.
Have you ever been sitting there jerking off and one of your balls ended up back in there and you're like, that's
that usually
right.
happens when you're about after to 3 or 4 hours.
Oh my
of
God. I dated somebody, and every time he was about to come, his ball would go straight back up, and yeah, I'd have to push it down for him while I'm fucking jerking him off and blowing him. I'm like, oh, baby, it went in. I got to push it down again.
Okay. So it does find its way there because it I know does. That. I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that. I want to see them both. So I have to push it back out. Okay. I get it.
Yeah. No, that happens. It's called edging.
So what? So what is your favorite?
We're going to start doing better levels, Tom, all right?
I'm sorry.
We're in some fucking peaks tonight.
So let me ask, what is your favorite version of tucking?
Mine?
Uh-huh.
I do the multiple layers of pantyhose version.
Gorilla glue?
No. That sounds awful. Okay.
So, Ms. Mia, how can our listeners get a hold of you if they wanted to?
You can catch me at Facebook at Facebook.com/MIAEZLAY or Facebook.com/MIAEZLAY official. You can catch me on Instagram at MIAEZLAY. On YouTube, YouTube.com/MIAEZLAY. It's
She's also
boring.
On Grindr.
You can catch me on Xtube.com/
MIAEZLAY.
No, it's Blackfister97.
So can I ask?
I don't know where you
I
got
like
that from.
You.
That's Can we find you a sleep? What's that mattress store?
Mattress store.
Sleepy's.
Jordan.
Will you be at Sleepy's? You know, Mia Easy Lay on Sleepy's. On
oh
some
my god!
Sort of
oh my god!
Mattress.
You should totally do that commercial.
The theme song I heard in my head was definitely. I'm like, Sleepy's mattress. No, it's Town Fair Tire.
What? I just see Mia laying on one of those Sleepy's mattresses and little white sheep jumping over in the black one and you're chasing it.
Stop! I like my sheep TM. Number. I do the sheep fucker
exactly,
number.
Exactly the sheep number.
When I come out as Little Bo Peep and I sing about fucking sheep and I fake fist a sheep.
Well, that's illegal in the state of Connecticut, so I'm out. Good night, everybody.
What? What is?
Sheep fucking.
Yes.
How do you think Summer was born?
Byron,
you're a really good sport.
That's why her makeup is so bad.
I've heard all these jokes before. It just gets older and older.
Like
new material, like bitch. New material.
The best part is Summer actually thinks we're joking. We're just telling the truth.
I gotta love these girls. So, all right.
This is a talk show. It's an intervention.
So, Summer, how can our listeners...
You can't find her on social media anymore. They've all been shut down.
You can't find her anymore because these two bitches already threw her under the bus 400 times. But anyway.
Actually, you can't find me because I'm everywhere. Like, that's true. You can find me on Facebook as Summer Orlando, or you can Facebook.com/Summer Orlando official. I'm on YouTube, Summer Orlando. Instagram, Miss Summer Orlando. I don't tweet.
Christian Mingle.
I don't do the whole Twitter. Christian Mingle. No, Farmers Only.
Black
Farmers Only.
And Black People Meet.
No, that's Mia. That's Mia.
I set you up for that one.
No,
I set
seriously,
them up for that one.
Talk shit, I have one.
What did I do?
I have a Black People Meet.
Oh.
You can
oh
be
my
white.
God.
I wasn't talking shit. Oh, you can. Because I want to send my old roommate, sign my old roommate Liz up for blackpeoplemeet.com.
I have one.
Liz. So I can do that.
Liz. Yeah,
you can. All right. So you guys, along with that, you can find E. Maxwell at blackpeoplemeet.com. I'll get that page figured out.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Liz. I'm so sorry. It's going to really suck when you show up for the date, though, and she doesn't.
Yes. All right. Listen, guys. We need to put a rubber on this episode. We need to wrap
God,
it up.
God, do we.
Yeah, we do. So listen, I want to thank our special guests, ladies and gentlemen, Summer Orlando, Mia Easley, Kiki Lucia. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And I love my boys.
And as a special treat and a thank you, Frightfully Yours from the Sanderson Sisters, we are giving all of you free admission to Friday or Saturday's performance of Hocus Pocus Live.
Oh my God.
You're not invited to the one where there's food.
She couldn't I'm afford out. That.
Yes, queen, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so
you.
Much.
Thank you, that's very nice. Thanks, lovely to be there. We
again,
appreciate it.
It's always great to have, you know, to have talent in the room and to have people that really, really work really hard because you ladies do and you guys go out there and do your performances. And Kiki, what I saw escapade fabulous. So I know that thank when you. You girls go up on that stage and you do Hocus Pocus Live, it's going to be a fantastic production. Yes. Don't forget the Saturday, they're going to be at 168 York Street Cafe.
I work there.
Yes, queen. And then, of course, you can visit our website, which is www.gaytalk20.com for more information on how to obtain tickets and make reservations for their show. That's going to be happening at
can we
end.
Take 1 second? Whose phone is that sitting over there on that chair?
Mine.
Because that is a plug I haven't seen in like 2 years. Is that an like iPhone 3? One?
You know, don't be mean to Summer. It's not her fault she can't afford a new phone.
Come from my phone.
I'm sorry. Thanks for the tickets. Anyway.
It's got a 30-pin connector on it, but yes. It's lovely.
And it's one of those which, 90s ones.
She'll be
you
having a GoFundMe account linked to the Summer Orlando Hocus Pocus show to get a new iPhone.
I don't have a Hocus Pocus GoFundMe, but you can go to gofundme.com/ Wizard of Oz Drag
and we're turning Summer
my
off.
Next show. But for Friday and Saturday's performance of Hocus Pocus Live, please come in costumes and try to win $100 cash prize for best ooh. Original costume.
Yeah, last year the guy that won, he was super hot. It was amazing. Was like, he was in a unicorn with something shoved up his butt
there
to
was
make a tail.
So many layers to his costume. It was really cool. He lit up. It was like
that's actually a real thing.
And he was dark. And he was they're in like plugs. Whatever was no. going on at the Bushnell.
Yeah,
the
bronies.
The bronies.
The bronies.
Yeah, he was a brony from the Bushnell.
Yeah.
The bronies. See? Yeah, grown men who dress up like My Little Pony.
Yes.
We covered that in like episode 3.
I believe.
Holy oh my God, there's shit. A really good documentary on Netflix about that.
It's very creepy. It I watched about a minute of it. Maybe
no, I watched
seconds.
The whole thing, and after it was done, I was like, I might be a brony.
And I have heartburn, so let's move this along.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, how can you find us? We are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we are on all of the social media outlets except, what's the one that
Google
we're not
Plus.
On? Yeah, nobody does Google.
No, what is
nobody
that?
Should be what on Google.
That? What are you talking about?
Google Plus.
I'm on Google Plus.
Why?
What does that even mean?
Because I have a bunch because. Of accounts with Google.
That was like verbatim exactly how you sounded.
Anyway, moving on. Doesn't matter. You can find us where else, Tommy?
Everywhere. You can even go to our website. Again, as I said before, it's www.gaytalk20.com. We have a new contact us feature where you can send us a question. You can actually send us a personal question to each one of the host here or a general question for us to answer on the program. You can also send us suggestions and comments if you want to.
And keep them right. coming. We've been loving yeah. you know, hearing them, reading them back to you guys, reaching out to you, letting you know that we're listening to you. We love to hear you listen to us.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank like you guys because you guys are pretty freaking awesome.
Yes.
And
thank you so much.
I like binged your podcast today at work because I didn't have anything better to do.
Sorry, not sorry.
I'm supposed to be raising
almost
money
a compliment,
for a job.
But it's also
no, like you guys were like awesome. And I just want to thank you guys for having us because I think what you guys are doing and your Orlando tribute it's and everything amazing. Else, I just think it's awesome.
Thank you.
And I just want to say one more thing because yes. I promised I would do it. I just want to send a personal invitation out to Bette Midler herself.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Bette, please come see our show. We will give you comp tickets. We'll give you anything you want, a performance on the stage.
Summer's death.
And please and please catch her in Hello Dolly this fall.
Oh, I she's now amazing.
Oh my God, super awesome. Excited. Already yes. have my tickets.
So I do have to announce that we have one more way that our listeners can actually...
Oh, wait, hold on. All the way from Alabama, yes. it's Gay Talk by phone.
Yes, you can do that. All the way from the state of Alabama.
Yeah,
you
didn't
yep. I have to give you a little backstory on this. So I go to AT&T. I have an extra phone. And I said, okay, well, you know, maybe we should get the show their own phone number. And the guy looks at me, okay, so what do you want to do? I said, well, can I add a line to my plan? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, all right, but I want a specific phone number. I really want the last 7 numbers to spell Gay Talk. So how can we do this? So I made the poor guy search through every area code in existence, right, to find the prefix and the last 4 numbers so that it spelled Gay Talk. And the only state that had it available was the state of fucking Alabama.
The most racist. Hold on. I kind of wish it was North Carolina, but...
No,
it
but wasn't? Alabama's like even further yeah. behind.
I think
so
that's ironic. That's
it was
awesome.
The most racist state, the most anti-gay state that has ever existed in our union. That was where we got our phone number from. So the irony of having a gay talk show with an Alabama phone number. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call and leave a message with a question for us on the show, that number is area code 334-GAY-TALK. And if you want the numbers, it's 429-8255.
Yes, queen, yes.
So that is how you can get a hold of us, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank my guest and my co-host. As always, they're great. They're fabulous. I love them. And that is our show.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye to life.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more Dish.